Thanks for listening to Stokely and Zach On Demand. Before Zach tells us who is moonwalking in the Hall of Fame today, have you subscribed to our podcast? Subscribe everywhere you get your podcast or at 1043thefan.com.
For ED that does not require pills, injections, or surgery. This is a medical breakthrough. I'm joined by Andrew at Ridgeside Medical Clinic to tell us all about it.
Well, that's right. This new treatment is called acoustic wave therapy. And guys, it is a game changer if you're struggling with ED. It's clinically proven to open up and regrow blood vessels. That's the real cause of erectile dysfunction. We can finally get you off those pills.
Definitely sounds like a game changer in the bedroom. Andrew, you have a special offer just for our listeners, right?
We certainly do. If you are struggling with ED and want to get the intimacy back, call Ridgeside Medical Clinic right now. Those that do will be given the initial assessment, exam, even the blood flow ultrasound with our doctor at no charge. We'll also throw in a little special gift that produces instant results in the bedroom. This is a $500 value, totally free to those that call now.
You heard it, guys. Put a stop to erectile dysfunction by treating the root cause of the problem. Call Ridgeside Medical Clinic right now to claim this offer, 303-499-6000. That's 303-499-6000. Call Ridgeside Medical Clinic at 303-499-6000.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. If you have recently filed for bankruptcy, Silta Har Motors can help. Get a car for zero down and no payments for 45 days in almost all cases. Contact Team Zero Down at 720-446-9222 or online at sthmotors.com.
Susie Wergen here for Lifetime Windows and Siding. The National Western Stock Show has been postponed until 2022, but the spirit of this great event lives on. The Stock Show embodies everything that makes Denver great. Beautiful scenery, amazing talent, and gracious hospitality. Lifetime is a proud sponsor of the Stock Show because they share the same commitment to delivering an exceptional experience to the Denver community. Get Lifetime's largest discount ever, 40% off windows and siding plus 24 months same as cash financing. Call 1-800-GET-WINDOWS.
Have you been thinking of selling your house? If you want the most money, call the agent I would call, Troy Hansford. Troy sells more houses for more money than anyone in Denver. Troy's the only agent that will guarantee his performance. Troy will sell your house at your price or he'll write you a check for $5,000 and he'll put it in writing. Troy can make that guarantee because he spends tens of thousands of dollars on marketing, and right now he has hundreds of approved home buyers ready to buy. He simply doesn't have enough houses to sell. If you have a house for sale, Troy might have the perfect buyer just waiting for you now. Give Troy a call. His number, 720-900-4433. And if for any reason you need to sell right away, Troy will buy your house for all cash, and he can close in as little as 7 days. Call Troy, 720-900-4433. That's 720-900-4433. Or go to troysfastsell.com. Troy Hansford of RE/MAX Professionals, a Colorado licensed broker. Some restrictions apply. Got a house to sell? Call Troy, 720-900-4433.
If you drive a car, truck, SUV, or vehicle of any kind, you need Get Upside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. That's right. With the free Get Upside gas app, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time you buy gas. Nearly 3 million people have earned cash back with Get Upside just for buying gas.
I always use Get Upside. Some months, I make $200 to $300.
I love getting money back for things I use every day. It's just free money for buying gas.
There's no catch. It's simple. And you get your cash back right away.
Download the free Get Upside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code HORN for a 50 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 75 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill up. Just download the free Get Upside app and use promo code HORN for a 50 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HORN.
We made USAA insurance for veterans like James, a former drill instructor made of high expectations. When he got into a fender bender and called his old insurance company, he got the runaround. That's when his Marine buddy told James about USAA.
They have my back.
James realized he was paying too much for bad service and said,
it's time to switch.
He called USAA right away. Our agents took the time to understand his needs, put in the work to get him the right coverage, and even found him some serious savings. USAA USAA Insurance is made the way James needs it, all squared away, with savings that meet even his standards. Switch and you could save with USAA Auto Insurance. Get a quote today at USAA.com/auto. USAA, what you're made of, we're made for. USAA. Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. USAA means United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates.
What if the music stopped? If the familiar voices were silenced? If there were no breaking news updates? What if your companion and connection to your community came with a monthly fee? Don't worry, we're free local radio with you wherever you go. Celebrating 100 years and looking forward to the next 100. We are broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and let Congress know you depend on your local TV and radio stations. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Try the ROX Heating and Air free online HVAC quoting system. Now play that jingle.
HVAC service installation repair. ROX rocks heating and air.
This segment on 104.3 The Fan is brought to you by SCL Mortgage.
KKFN and KKFN HD1, Longmont, Denver. From the American Financing Studios. Cavs, Nuggets, Broncos, Rockies. Denver sports fans get their inside information and opinions at DenverFan.com.
Let them have an impact on that.
Yeah, and, you know, we're still working through it with Vaughn and his agent, and you know, in regards to the legal process, we're just going to let the legal process, you know, play out before, you know, but obviously it's a serious situation, but we want to let it play out before we comment on that.
This is new Broncos general manager George Payton at the podium.
Good to see you, George. Regarding Justin Simmons, he would seem to espouse everything you've talked about in terms of a draft and development player and checking those boxes. Does that lend credence that you'd be more likely to sign him to a long-term deal? How have those talks gone? Where does it stand, I guess, regarding the potential franchise tag with Simmons?
Yeah, I mean, he's, you know, Justin's one of our core guys, as you know, and our goal, you know, since I got here is to sign him to a long-term deal. And so we've had good discussions with his agent. You know, I don't know if we'll get a deal done or not, but that's our goal, and he's the type of guy we want to extend.
Next one, Nick Hardline.
Yeah, George, thanks for taking the time. In terms of Juwan James, what have been your discussions with him, and what do you expect, you know, in terms of him coming back next year?
Yes, I've had a good discussion with Juwan and his agent, Bill Johnson, and he's ready to go. You know, he said he missed football, and he's looking forward to getting here and working and being with his teammates, and I'm looking forward to meeting him and seeing him play next year.
Next one, Jeff Leibold.
George, just back to Vaughn for a second. You called it a serious situation. Did you mean his potential legal issues, or just in general about the decision, and would bringing him back include some kind of pay cut or pay adjustment?
No, we want to bring Vaughn back, and we're still working through that. And I don't want to get into, you know, everything, but we want to bring him back. And obviously the legal process, what he's going through, you know, it's a serious, you know, situation, obviously. And you know, I don't know all the details, but we respect what's going on, but you know, we do want Vaughn back.
Next one, Conrad.
Hey, George, in terms of Bradley Chubb's fifth year option, any update there or talks with him?
You know, we have so much. It's only March, you know, and we'll get into that. You know, we're in free agent meetings. We're in draft meetings now. We just finished free agent meetings. We have free agency coming up in a week or so, and then the draft. And so we'll have those discussions, you know, after the draft. But Vaughn or Bradley, he's a kid, obviously want to be here long term.
Thanks, American Law.
Yeah. Hey, George, when were the decisions to release A.J. Boye and Darrell Casey?
Yes, I mean, those guys are pros. They've been in the league a long time. Just thought it was best to release them early, you know, so they can go out and get on the market before, you know, other players get cut. So, you know, those guys are great players, great careers. We just wanted to, you know, get them out there early.
Hey, George, I'm wondering your situation at quarterback. What's your evaluation of Drew Lock? And are you looking to bring in a veteran to challenge him to back up? Are you looking to upgrade? What is your stance on at quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, Drew, you know, obviously did a deep dive with Drew, and obviously, like I said in my press conference, very talented, you know, was inconsistent at times, has a lot to work on. But, you know, I've spoken with Drew. I see him every day. He's here early. He's working. You know, he really wants to be great. And you know, we're always going to try to bring in competition at every position and quarterback, you know, as well. But I like the track that Drew's on.
Thanks, George.
Yeah, George, just kind of going off that, you had several different quarterbacks during your time in Minnesota. When you're evaluating a guy like Drew Lock or maybe even a rookie or going out and getting a veteran free agent, what is it, what traits, what analytics, what do you look at to complete those evaluations?
You know, I haven't even seen Drew. I haven't seen him live on the field. I've just seen the tape. So there's so much that goes into it, you know, in evaluating the quarterback. You know, I like to see him live. You like to see him in critical situations. You like to see the accuracy, you know, how is he with his teammates? What's the leadership like? So I can't give you three things. There's so much involved when evaluating the quarterback. And so I look forward to evaluating Drew further, you know, in person. But I do, he does have all the traits you look for in a quarterback.
Thanks, Brian Christoph.
Yeah, George, how's it gone so far working with Vic? How's that day to day? Is he coming in saying, hey, I really want this guy back, or let's look at this guy? Just how's it gone so far?
It's gone great. I mean, Vic's been really good. You know, we've constant dialogue with Vic and his coaches. You know, we did a deep dive into our team and I went into Vic's office last night at 8:45. He's watching the college prospects. So it's been, we're like-minded. You know, we both like to work. We like to talk football. He's got a great sense of humor. So it's been really good. And it's been better than I anticipated.
That's what I envisioned.
George, you've prepared for this for a long time, but in the last couple of months, what, if anything, has surprised you about being a GM, maybe that you didn't expect coming into the job?
You know, I haven't been surprised. You know, the biggest difference between my last role and this role is just all the things outside of football you have to deal with and meet with all the different departments and just, you know, all the different meetings outside of football you have to be included in and sit in. And so that's the biggest difference. I don't think I've been surprised, you know, because I was fortunate to be involved, you know, with Rick Spielman and the Vikings, and they allowed me to do a lot of different things.
Hey,
George, I'm wondering what your assessment has been of Philip Lindsay now that you've had time to go back and watch the tape and what your thoughts are on what you guys might do with him coming up.
Yeah, we're still working through the Lindsay, you know, Philip. I think Philip's a good player, very passionate. Obviously had some injuries last year, but he's a good player. He brings energy. He brings juice. You know, he's a restricted free agent. We do plan on tendering him. You know, I'm not sure what level, but, you know, we want Philip here.
Next one, Marquez. Mark, go ahead.
Mark. Hey, George. Free agency around the corner, stupid money season. Would the money be less stupid because of the pandemic? And what's generally your philosophy on free agency in terms of needs or splash or whatever?
Yeah, we just never, you know, you never want to go crazy in free agency. You don't want to build your team in free agency. You know, you want to fill selective needs going into the draft. That's been my philosophy. So you don't always want to be the first one out of the gate and throw all your money. But if there's something unique, you'll take a shot. And so I just think you have to be selective. You have to look at every situation. But if you can fill a need and help your team, you're going to go for it.
Next one, Derek King.
Hey, George, you guys reportedly dipped your toe in the pool for Matthew Stafford, so logically you'd be interested in Deshaun Watson. I'm curious how aggressive you would make a bid for him, and if you've already discussed that behind the scenes in terms of what you would do.
Yes, I mean, I can't discuss other players that are under contract. I appreciate the question, but, you know, I've said before, we're going to be aggressive. We're going to be in every deal, you know, and doesn't mean we're going to make that deal, but we're going to look into everything, whether it's a quarterback, whether it's a defensive lineman, you know, anything to help our football team, we're going to pursue.
Thanks, Zach Stevens.
Hey, George, you have an option coming up for Kareem Jackson. Have you decided his future yet? And especially, how do you weigh that with Justin's future as well?
Yeah, I think they're independent of each other. You know, Kareem, I've spoken with Kareem. I've spoken with his agent, Jason Chiat. You know, we got to work through some things, but we've had positive conversations. We would like Kareem back. You know, he's a good football player. He's a good leader, you know, and we'll see if we can do that.
Next one, Lance Watson, time for a few more minutes.
George, in addition to Philip Lindsay, have you made any decisions for tendering Tim Patrick or Alexander Johnson?
Yeah, we're going to tender both those players. And again, I'm not sure what level, but again, two good football players that we look forward to being here in the future.
Next one, Andre Stevenson.
Hey, George, as you construct this roster in light of the pass-heavy modern offenses and mobile quarterbacks, is there added value on defense, like guys like veteran nickelbacks, D-tackles that can pressure the passers, three-down linebackers?
Yeah, I mean, I think in this league, and Vic can tell you better than I can, you know, you need pressure and you need cover players. And you look at the good defenses around the league, teams that can rush the quarterback and teams can cover. So that's going to be a priority here. And Vic will tell you that more than I will, but definitely a priority.
Next one, I'm James Palmer. We have two more after that.
George, I'm curious, at nine, is quarterback in play if the right one falls to you? And are you comfortable moving up for a quarterback if there's somebody you really like with that first pick?
Yeah, I mean, we're open to any position with that first pick. And we're going to take the best player that can help this football team. So quarterback, you know, safety, it doesn't matter what player, you know, what position. If it's the best player on the board, we're going to take him.
Final two, Kyle
and Eric. Hey, George. Have you talked to Shelby Harris's agent at all? And kind of where are you standing in terms of moving things along with him?
Yes, Ryan Williams is a great agent. You know, I'm close with Ryan. I've spoken with him about Shelby. Shelby's a priority in free agency. We'd love to have Shelby back. And he's a really good football player. He's a good person. And I know Vic spoke with him. I've spoke with him early. And he's a guy we definitely want back.
Yeah, George, how closely are you monitoring Melvin Gordon's situation, and how heavily do you have to weigh a possible suspension as you put together that running back room?
Yeah, I mean, we're gathering information, and, you know, it's kind of out of our hands. It's in the league's hands, and you know, it's a legal process, but he's a good football player, you know. Not sure what's going to happen with him, but we do, you know, we like him as a player.
Okay, George, take the time.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Okay, that was new general manager George Payton. We're expecting to hear any second now from Vic Fangio. They are going to run concurrently here. So at any moment, and Vic's actually walking up to the podium right now, we go live to the head football coach, Vic Fangio, speaking and taking questions from the media here any second.
You're trying to draw this thing out.
It's like the KKFN, KKFN. Okay, here's Vic Fangio.
Let's go.
Coach, I know I asked you this question a bunch about John, and then I just asked George what it's been like working with you. So in this short time, how has it gone? Do you feel like because you've been around the team a little more, you're maybe going to speak up for certain guys? Just tell us about the working relationship so far.
The relationship's been great so far. You know, George has come in here, you know, boots to the ground and working his butt off, watching a ton of film, did a deep dive on our team, obviously worked real hard on the free agency aspect of it, and is now into the draft part of it. But I've been very impressed with how he goes about his business and very knowledgeable around the league, you know, in every facet with the agents, players, contacts, and, you know, I think we got a great, great one here.
Thanks, Jeff
Lionel. Vic, just in your early work here, what do you think of the what's available at corner in free agency and in the draft?
There's some good players available at corner in free agency, and obviously there's some also in the draft. So, you know, we hope to at some point, whether it be in free agency or in the draft, to add a player or two to that position for us, because, you know, we need to.
Thanks for joining us. There's some important decisions for George regarding Von Miller, Kareem Jackson, Justin Simmons. I mean, it looks like Justin's staying regardless, but do you pound the table for Von or Kareem? Do you get involved in those discussions, or you just provide your scouting report and then leave it to him? How does that work?
Both. I mean, obviously, you know, we talk about the players as performers on the field, but also to where they're at in their career, where how important they are to the team, you know, from an intangible standpoint. And we're constantly talk about that all the time.
Excellent,
Dick, obviously there's been a lot of discussions about the Broncos being in on free agent quarterbacks or Deshaun Watson. Where do you see kind of the quarterback situation heading into 2021, and what's your confidence in Drew Lock right now?
I'm confident that Drew's going to continue to improve. Drew's had a great offseason up to this point. You know, there's not a lot you can do, but he's working hard on his own, you know, coming over here and getting workouts. And I know he's doing a lot at home on by himself, you know, watching video by himself. He's got a good setup over there, and he's doing anything and everything he can to improve, even as in February and now in March. And I feel like he'll continue to improve. As it relates to the quarterback carousel that everybody's talking about going around the league, we'll see how it turns out. You know, there's right now it's just a lot of rumors and innuendos and everybody proposing this and that. You know, I really don't know what's going to happen with some of the names that are being bandied about out there.
Yeah, Coach, a lot of teams, other teams have made hires out so that they can get the your defensive system, the Fangio defense, the Rams, Chargers, Packers. What's your reaction to that?
Well, they've hired good coaches, you know, that, yeah, at some point in their career or had an influence of working with me, wherever it had been. And, you know, I think, you know, Brandon Staley leaving here and going to the Rams and running, you know, our defense there so successfully has helped that. And Brandon did a great job on his own. You know, we like to think we have a good system, that we're competitive, that can play good defense in today's NFL world against these offenses. But, you know, it takes great coaches to coach it, and it takes great players to execute it. And any credit that's being given in those terms needs to go that way.
Hey, Coach. George just mentioned a defense that applies pressure and covers well, works well if you, works well if everybody. Are you looking, is it your turn this year? Last year in the draft you went offense. And how confident are you with the personnel you have in implementing your defensive system to its maximum efficiency?
Well, you know, hopefully we'll have a good offseason. You know, pick up a player, two or three, and through free agency and the draft. You know, but I kind of feel like we'll have two off seasons this year once we get some of the guys back that were injured last year that didn't play much for us. So hopefully we get those guys back healthy, have an influx of a few guys. And then I think the biggest thing you have to do every year is improve the guys that are already on your roster, you know, because this roster, no matter what happens in free agency and the draft, is still going to be made up of a bunch of guys that were here last year, and it's our job to improve those guys. And we think a lot of those players have a lot of room for improvement. They're young, they have some talent, and we've got to work hard to improve it. But, yeah, there's no doubt we need to have an influx of a guy or two.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, Coach, kind of going off Mike's question, you brought in Christian Parker to be the new defensive backs coach. What do you like about his potential there?
Yeah, he's a guy that I didn't know anything about until I started to search. And, you know, I tend to take, unless I have a guy in mind that I know and I've worked with and I know will be a great fit and great coach for us, I tend to take my time on those things because you never know what will turn up the longer you wait. And I got rewarded for that this year because his name, I mean, we were at least 2 weeks into the opening and somebody brought his name up to me. And fortunately, he's been around people through my investigation that I know and trust, and those people know me and know what I would like. And, you know, so we interviewed him and I liked the interview, and he's been here now, you know, about 10 days probably. And, up to this point, we're very, very happy to get him. And I know Green Bay was very disappointed to lose him because after we offered him the job, they came back hard to try and keep him.
Hey, Vic, when you did your deep dive and look back at the last season, earlier this offseason, what did you see that maybe wasn't apparent when you were going through the campaign, and how can you apply that going forward?
I didn't see a whole lot that I wasn't expecting to see. We just need to be better. We need to not turn the ball over as much. We need to get more takeaways on offense. We need to cover better. We need to rush the passer better. We need to convert more third downs on offense. We need to be better in the red zone on offense. I wasn't surprised by what the cut-ups and off-season study have shown thus far.
Guys, time for a few more. Excellent, George.
Yeah, Vic, there's been a lot of talk about you guys potentially looking at drafting a corner in the first or second round. When you look at rookie corners, is it one thing that you particularly look at, or is it, you know, size, skill, fit in your scheme? What is it that you kind of like to look at when you're looking at rookies at corner?
At corner, yeah. Corners come in all shapes and sizes and styles. And I think if you pigeonhole yourself into you only want certain type corners, you know, whether it be size, certain speed, et cetera, and you're going to end up finding yourself without enough corners that can play in the NFL. You know, the corner position, you know, because you play so much nickel anymore, all teams do, the math will tell you there's 96 starting corners in the NFL. And, I just don't think there's enough to go around for the entire league. And if you pigeonhole yourself into a certain prototype or characteristics that you want, you won't have enough time to find them in time. So we're looking for good players at corner, realizing they come in all shapes and sizes. You know, Bryce Callahan was probably our best corner last year. We really had him plan to play nickel a good bit of that time, but was forced to play corner. He's 5'9". You know, everybody would like a 6-foot corner, but I just like corners that can play good.
Final three, Darren, James, Michael, go ahead there.
Coach, you've spoken in the past about how important competition is to raise the level of play. I'm curious what your strategy is this coming year to raise the level of competition in the quarterback room.
Well, obviously, we're always looking to bring in players at all positions that can raise the level of competition. And, you know, the quarterback is no different in that regard. Until Drew proves to be the next great quarterback, you know, the ones that the Denver franchise has been used to in years past, or certain teams around the league, you guys know where they are used to, we're going to always try and bring in competition. But I have confidence that Drew can continue to improve.
Thanks, James.
Vic, I hope you're doing well. Phils are up 7-0, so that's a good sign here early in spring training. But
how's the Rockies doing?
Wow, good call. Good answer to that to the crowd here. Appreciate that. Vic, with the way this next couple weeks are going to go, with so many teams going to have to part ways with a lot of talent in free agency, I'm curious, with the draft, you got to study, but how much are you studying potentially some of that talent that's going to be probably in most years not cut, but going to be cut during this period of time, and you guys have the ability to make some moves there? How much can you spend time on all those players and not knowing who it's going to be?
Yeah, George did a good job of, you know, guesstimating some possibilities that maybe cap casualties, as you're alluding to, and we've studied some of them, so we are prepared in case they do happen. Obviously, we have no idea if and when that will happen. That's kind of the tricky part of it, or timing part of it, then, that if you sign a player too early in free agency within the first week or so, you know, and then another week or so after that, you know, some players come loose that maybe you would have rather had instead of the ones you signed early. You know, that's part of the game, you know, the timing of it and prognosticating of it. George has a lot of good contacts around the league and tries to stay abreast of things that could possibly happen. But again, there's never any guarantee of anything. So, but you're right. We've tried to be prepared for that with guesstimating through what George thinks could possibly happen. And you know, you have to weigh that in as you're signing guys early.
Hey, Vic, George said that he's talked to Juwan James and said that he seemed to be excited for the 2021 season. I'm wondering if you have talked to Juwan James and if you are confident that if indeed he does come back, he can fit seamlessly into that locker room.
Yeah, I've talked to him a couple of times, and he definitely is planning on coming back and being part of the team moving forward. He's down south right now training. I'm expecting him back here, you know, mid to late March for him to start training here with us, you know, using our facilities. And then obviously if OTAs come about, partaking in those. But we're counting and anticipating on him being part of our team next year.
Last one, Artie.
Hey, Vic, thanks for spending some time with us again today. I know we're all looking for a return to normalcy with this pandemic. But if the offseason, again, is a carbon copy of 2020, are there lessons that were learned that you can take from last year that can be applied this year maybe?
Yeah, I mean, there probably are. I mean, we all are better prepared for it now than we were when it first happened, obviously. Unfortunately, we majored in Zoom meetings throughout the season. Unlike a lot of teams around the league didn't do that. We'll be better off prepared for it. Hopefully that won't be the case. Hopefully we'll get some on the field work and some in-person meetings. You know, Zoom is a great thing. It's a medium that is here and it will be here to stay and can be utilized in the right way, but still in person and on the field stuff is invaluable and much, much better.
Okay, Coach.
Thank you. Yeah. All right, thank you.
All right. That was Vic Fangio on the heels of George Payton. We have so much to react to, and we'll get to it next.
You're listening to Stokely and Zach on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
All right, so we just heard from new general manager George Payton as well as head football coach Vic Fangio. There was so much ground covered in these conversations, or rather these questions and answers. Soak, I'll just give you the floor here. What stuck out to you the most or that you want to mention first?
Well, I thought George had a lot more to say. I got a lot more from George than I did with Vic. From Vic. Do you agree or you disagree with that one?
I think I may disagree with that.
Okay. Well, when George, listening to him, not a lot that was unexpected, really from both of them.
They said
a lot of the right things. You know, he didn't talk about Deshaun Watson. That yes, we will add competition. We're looking to add competition to any room, not just the quarterback room, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, those were the basics. But, you know, then you look at the Juwan James. We got a little tidbit there.
Yeah.
You know, he said he missed football. He's ready to go.
Yep.
He missed football. That's what George Payton said. Okay. I'll believe it when I see it. That's where I'm at with Juwan James.
Okay. You'll believe it when you see it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I've seen it and heard it, and a lot of people have too, but, you know, being in an NFL locker room for 15 years, you hear a lot of people talk, you hear a lot of people say things, and then their actions don't back up their words.
Sure.
So,
sure.
Okay. We have a picture of who we think Juwan James is to a certain degree.
Yep.
Now, can he change that? So, but I'm not going to all of a sudden go goo goo gaga because this guy's saying, you know, he's ready to play football and he missed it. I'm not going hook, line, and sinker on that one.
Okay. So let's just start there. Let's start with the Juwan James stuff. It's a very interesting scenario. One that I can't really ever remember. Like we haven't been in a position as an NFL community when guys could just opt out.
Right.
But his opt out was on the heels of some other stuff as well. So you had this really, honestly, for Juwan, poor combination of things. Because you want to be able to say fairly that, hey, you want to know what? It's Juwan James's right to opt out of the season, and you don't want to, I guess be overly negative with that decision. And if it was that decision on its own, then we probably wouldn't even be having this conversation.
We wouldn't.
It was the year before. This is more about 2019 and then the added context of opting out and during the opt-out referencing 2019. So it's really, really unusual here, Stoke. I think it's going to be an uphill battle for Juwan James from a reputation standpoint, because as we saw in 2019, there was, he was questioned. His toughness was questioned.
Well, he's just got to go out there and do it.
His heart was questioned.
That's it. I mean, he's got to do it. You know, uphill battle, whatever. He's got to go out there on the football field and play in football games and play well and show that he's you know, interested in helping this team out and being a good teammate and, doing what he's supposed to do. That's what he's got to do.
Yeah.
And if he does that, then everything is fine. Then, you look at Juwan James with a different perception. You look at him totally different. Like, okay, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt now. The guy showed up and he's ready to go and he's playing his tail off and he's competing. If he's doing all those things, you're like, okay, it's easier to forgive him and forget about
right.
the 2019 season and then the opt out. You kind of say, All right, maybe we were too hard on him. Maybe we were too difficult on him.
Well, it wasn't just us. It was coming from his head football coach, too.
I know.
Which when
maybe
it comes
we too critical.
Right. But when
we don't know everything. But you're right. It was Vic throwing him under the bus to a certain degree that added fuel to the fire.
Yeah, for sure. Because once Vic did that, it gives license to anybody else to do it because it's coming from the very top. And it obviously cut Juwan. It cut Juwan deep for him to reference those comments in his opt-out letter a year after the fact, or nearly a year after the fact, you could tell how badly that hurt him. So, and then it becomes fair game, for everyone else, players and fans included, people, people like myself. But I have a prediction of what's going to happen here.
You do?
I do.
What's your prediction?
I am predicting on Thursday, March 4th, and at the time, it is 12:39 Mountain Time. I think Juwan James is going to knock this thing out of the park. I think he's going to come back. It may take until 3 or 4 weeks into the actual NFL season, but I think he's going to come back. He's going to day by day, brick by brick, build it up again, and I think he's going to find a way to stay healthy. He's going to earn back the trust of his teammates, and by mid-season, we're going to be talking about the turnaround story of Juwan James. That's my prediction here today.
Well, I hope you're right. He has been an every other year type of guy,
mm-hmm.
right? Like you pointed out when we signed him.
Yep.
And so, now he's pretty much taking 2 years off. So
I just hope he didn't burn his good year.
Right. That was supposed to be last year.
Right.
So, but. Look, when the guy plays, he's really good. He is.
Yep.
But it's just like, is your heart in it? Do you want to go out there and compete? Can you fight through some injuries? Those types of things that I'm concerned about with Juwan James. But if he's in it and he wants to go out there and play at a high level and he stays healthy, the guy will be a really good football player for the Broncos. I mean, that I don't think that's in question. But all that other stuff, man, I'm not ready to jump on board with what you said right now. I'm not doing that. I'm not hooking my wagon to Juwan James and making that type of statement.
You know what? You want to know what? Your take on this one is founded more upon real history. I'm betting on this guy when the chips are down. And I do believe, and I know it's just words right now. I know it's just words. And maybe I'm just being too idealistic and naive. And that may be true, honestly. I'm being serious.
Does idealistic and naive go together right there?
Yeah, like I think so.
I thought naive was good. I don't know about the idealistic.
No, naive is like I'm falling for it.
I know.
And
I know
idealistic,
that.
I'm saying like I'm being too idealistic that things are going to work out, everything's going to be fine, and I'm painting a picture in my head based off ideals, not necessarily tangible reality. That's what you're doing. You're probably taking the the better approach here. But I'm just going to take, when I hear George Payton say that he's missed football and he's ready, yes, it's just words. It is just words. But when I hear Fangio back it up and say he's ready, he's working out down south, he definitely is planning on coming back, and we expect him back in the facility this month, I am making a choice here to believe them and believe that Juwan James is going to come back in here with a lot to prove. Because if he doesn't have that mindset, he's going to get ran right out of town and maybe out of his own locker room. So I'm betting on that. I'm betting on his mindset right now, and maybe I'm just, maybe I'm hoping too much, but I think ultimately, and you can save the audio and you can really hold this over my head if it doesn't work out this way. But if he's healthy, I believe he's
Look, if he's healthy, he's a really good football player. If he's in it, I mean, that's not debatable. I mean, that's why they paid him what they paid him. I mean, it wasn't like this guy's not a good football player. It's just, is his heart going to be in it? And maybe the year off, he was able to sit back, reflect that he really, you know, wants to be a part of a football team and wants to go out there on Sundays and compete and really, you know, maybe he missed it and like they're saying and really found his love of football again. I don't know, but I'm not going all in like you though. I'm not that he's going to come in here and all of a sudden be this different guy than what we saw in 2019.
Well, we'll see. Yeah. We'll see. You know, so much of this is dependent upon, like you just mentioned, his health. And I guess part of my prediction is that he is going to be healthy, you know, because so much of this, you know, this pie chart with Juwan James is directly related to his availability. So I guess if I'm saying that, I'm banking on good health. And you're saying that if he does have good health, you can get on board with what I'm saying if he's healthy, yes. Right?
Yeah, well, if he's committed, but that's the other part. You know, if he comes back with the right mindset and that he really loves football and he wants to be here and he wants to make this a great year, if that's his mindset this year, he's going to be a really good football player for the Broncos. I mean, for those 60-something plays that we watched, you know, a couple of years ago, and that was it. I mean, you saw an athletic right tackle that can do it all. I mean, he can get to the next level and get to linebackers, you know, very athletic blocking guys. So he's long. I mean, he's a prototypical right tackle. I mean, that's why John Elway paid him what he paid him.
Right.
I mean,
right.
But it's the other things that have gotten in the way that have made that signing look really, really bad. So if the mental side of it, you know, and he's checked in and wants to be here, the guy's a really good player.
I hope I just didn't get myself in step in a pile of you-know-what by making that prediction. Because if it doesn't work out this year, it's got potential to be the worst Bronco signing of the decade, maybe.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they made him the highest paid right tackle at the time.
Correct.
So, I mean, it's a big signing, and if you don't get anything for that type of signing, yeah, it's
It'll go down as John's worst, I think.
Yeah, that's the one that he would, you know, if he could have a mulligan, I guarantee it's on Juwan James.
Yeah,
guarantee that. That's the mulligan. I want the do over. Let me re-tee this one up.
Right, that little breakfast ball.
Yeah. Let me get another crack at this one. Forget about that. But you can't do that in the NFL, unfortunately. But hopefully they get something out of Juwan this year. Hopefully they do. Hopefully you're right. And if they are, man, this offensive line now goes from being a good, solid group to being a really, really good to great group. Really could this year. I could see that happening.
Yeah, because if he's healthy, you start to use your imagination. You got Garrett on the left side, Juwan on the right side, Graham Glasgow back healthy and hopefully a better version of himself.
It might be Moody, man. It could be. Yeah.
And
I wouldn't be surprised, but they're paying Glasgow all that money. You almost have to pay him.
Right.
I mean, play him, excuse me.
Right. And you can't get out of the Glasgow contract till next offseason. Hopefully Cushenberry is better in year two. He's already pretty good. But hopefully he gets better.
Should be, right?
He should be. Yeah. He should be. He's got to get a little bit stronger, I think, and I'm sure that's happening right now. And, you know, you got Reisner there on the left side who, you know, took a little step back, but nothing crazy. Hopefully he's back to his rookie form. And, you know, I know as I'm describing this offensive line, I'm saying ifs. There is ifs in here, but I feel better about this offensive line on March 4th, 2021 than I have at any point doing this radio show over the last 4 years with you.
And if you don't, you're crazy. I mean, if you don't, you're crazy. Look what happened last year. We got our left tackle figured out. When have we had our left tackle spot figured out?
Been a long time
since we've been doing the show. We have.
Yeah.
We selected Bowles and he was awful. Yep. Led the league in holding for a couple of years. Yep. I mean, so we got that figured out. Our left guard is solid. We like our center. He's a young center and he should improve in year two. He was solid last year. Right guard, we got a couple options. Right tackle, they're telling us Juwan James is checked in. You're saying you're all on board with Juwan James. He's going to have an all pro year. You said it and you predicted it.
Well, I didn't use the phrase all pro.
Oh, okay.
I think it's going to be an awesome comeback story. I think he's going to have some Bowles juju on the opposite side.
Okay. So you have you definitely have the potential to be a like I said, a good to great offensive line, and definitely the best and most comfortable that since we've been doing radio, since I've been doing radio. I mean, I don't even think that's debatable. It's been bad.
It's been really bad.
It's been like, oh my gosh, our offensive line, offensive line, offensive line. This year, I mean, we did the countdown of the strengths of the Broncos.
Right.
They came in second and it was almost first of the positional groups.
Yep.
So, yes, I'm with, I mean, yes.
And that's essential, man. That's the trenches. And that's no matter who's playing quarterback. That's no matter who's running the football. Like, if you get that right, you allow yourself to, you know, ideally, I mean, that is a huge thing to check off.
And the other thing obviously it is. The other thing that we have to remember here is these guys were in the system for the first time in this Pat Shurmur. We talked about Drew being in the system, right? You know, this offensive line was also. Right, which is different. Now they had their coach still in tow here, Mike Munchak, but it was a new system, new offense, and they didn't have an off season, they didn't have preseason games, and they went out there and played really well, really well. So I'm expecting them to play even better this year.
Yeah, me too.
To take a big step forward. Now you feel so much more comfortable. You're going to have hopefully some kind of off season. Hopefully you're going to have some preseason games. I mean, this should be a much, much better group. And a guy like, you know, Moody.
Mm-hmm. Nate Moody, out of Fresno.
Fifth, sixth, seventh round, sixth round.
Yeah, he was late.
Yeah, he was late.
I think
a guy like him that came in when Glasgow was hurt and played pretty well. This should be a big, big off season for him. And, you know, that kind of guy is like right now, I'll call it boom. That's a guy that we should look for to take, you know, all of a sudden maybe be in the mix to be a starter at the guard position and be a really, really good player here for a long time. Now we'll see if it happens. But now he gets that off season. Those are huge going from year one to year two and just being comfortable in the offense.
Yeah, man, you can talk yourself into why this could be an exciting group. And it's been, you know, as you just said, it's been a long time since we could talk about that group in that type of light. But I think it's realistic. I don't think it's a pie in the sky anymore.
No. And you saw, and I was looking, you know, I was getting that workout in this morning, Zach.
Good for you.
Yeah. Had to burn off and sweat out some of that Stanley cigar bar last night that we were at.
That was fun.
That was a good time. Shout out, Stanley. Appreciate you.
Yeah, seriously. Gave us free cigars for my pretend birthday.
Yeah.
Well, it is my birthday next week.
Yes.
But we were celebrating it yesterday.
Yeah, because I screwed up.
All right.
Drew Lock sacked 19 times in 13 games while getting off 443 pass attempts last year. Only Ben Roethlisberger was sacked fewer times among quarterbacks who made at least 400 pass attempts from Mike Kliss's Twitter.
Wow.
That just tells you. Hey, I mean, pretty darn good. From the offensive line there. They had a good year and expected them to have a better year this year.
Yep. I love it. I absolutely love it. On the ramoslaw.com text line 303-713-1043 being told that, hey, way too much wishful thinking from Zach to Juwan James. That's from Gunner. He says he's softer than baby doo-doo. Okay. Well, you know, we'll see. Someone else says Juwan James, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Look, I get it. I get it.
You're falling for it, Zach. Hook, line, and sinker.
You know what? Maybe I am. Maybe I am, but I...
Don't be the gullible guy.
Well, I think that there's... I think I'm betting on Juwan James' mindset, and I know why you'd give me pushback on that. But if I'm hearing he missed football, he's getting after it right now. He's going to be back in the facility this month. I just, you know, I'm making a choice here. I'm choosing to be optimistic about Juwan James.
Yeah, right.
Someone says you didn't step in a pile. You went for a swim in it, buddy.
I just remember us talking to him. Remember when we sat down with him on the radio?
Yes, when he first got signed.
Yeah, when he first got signed. And I walked away from that being so impressed by him.
Same.
Right?
Same.
I really did.
Very mature, articulate.
Yeah. But then after everything I heard during the season that year and after the season, I take a step back and I say, man, is this guy just a BS artist? You know, is that who this guy is? We'll see. But my antennas go up and some guys are just like that. You know, they'll tell you what you want to hear, and won't deliver.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see. It's going to be a storyline to watch.
Oh, it's going to be a huge storyline because he plays such an important position. He's making so much money.
Yep.
But there was one other thing that George Payton, when he was talking about, that really stuck out to me. I said, ooh, about a player. I said, ooh, man, he didn't realize that.
We'll take a dive into it next.
Miss any of Stokely and Zach? Make sure to subscribe to our on-demand podcast. You'll get every episode as soon as they're released. Just subscribe wherever you get your podcasts or at 104.3thefan.com.